All participants, this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Translation and Transliteration of Contact Information Drafting Team call on the 12th of September 2013. On the call today, we have Chris Dillon, Peter Green, Rudy Vansnick, and Vinny Kumar Singh. We are shortly to be joined by Edmund Chung. We have received no apology for today's call. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Matthew Kerwin. I'd like to remind you all to please take your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Chris.
Thank you very much indeed. And I'll just, this is Chris Dillon speaking, and I'll just go over to the agenda. And there's a sort of a technical point in the agenda that we need to cover first, and that is whether anybody has got a change statement of interest since the last call a couple of weeks ago. Probably not, but I do need to ask you. Okay, well, hearing nothing, we can move on. And we are very much waiting for Edmund to join us, in fact, on the next point, which is the discussion of the draft. And I think I don't have anything myself to say about the draft, but whether anybody would like to say something about it before Edmund joins the call.
Rudy Vansnick speaking. Thank you, Chris. I think that the draft, as we have it in front of us today, is in fact in close to a final version. Most of the work has to be done afterwards. So I think that the rules are defined, the definitions are there. There is flexibility in creating some openings for interacting with other very strongly related CDPs. What is important is essentially getting a view from non-native English-speaking world, and that could help us in reaching eventually the definition. That's my view on the actual status of this.
Okay. Thank you for that, Rudy. This is Chris speaking. And in fact, we did have one piece of news which is rather important, and it was an email sent to the list very recently, really within the last couple of hours, which was from Edmund, and it was a short one-liner, which was basically just saying that it looked good. So that I take as seriously good news, because Edmund is involved with many of those other PDPs and working groups. So if somebody was going to spot trouble, it really was he. So he sent a short email saying it looks good. So I think that augurs very well. But obviously it would be just nice to see whether there was anything any perhaps minor thing that he'd found in it. So we're just really waiting for that now.
And I see that Edmund has joined the call. Welcome, Edmund.
Oh, well, that was good timing.
Hi. Thank you, Chris, for sort of the introduction, I guess. But I can't say that I'm on top of all the discussions. There's quite a number of discussions on who is an IDN and various other things. But I think the charter strikes a pretty good balance on and focus on the, I guess, the work at hand, and there's enough hand waving that says we know that all these other groups are going on, and I think we'll stay alert on all those development, and that's one of the key reasons why I think it looks good.
Thank you very much, Edmund. This is Chris Dillon speaking. It's really good to hear that. And just to explain that we erred on the side of listing several other PDPs and working groups within the charter. So at least there is an idea of what else could be relevant to this. And we also tried to write the charter in such a way that the working group it had some amount of freedom. I mean, we erred on the side of giving them freedom, to make decisions. We weren't sort of needlessly tying things down that didn't need to be tied down. Actually, for that reason, just in case there was stuff going on in one of the related processes that could be relevant. Okay, this is still Chris speaking. Just welcome Amma El-Sadr to the Adobe Connect room, just say that we are now just really asking whether anybody has any comments to make about the charter, even if they're quite small comments at this stage. And I notice, Rudy, you've got your hand up. Would you like to speak about that?
Well, thank you, Chris. Rudy Vanten speaking. I'm just wondering, as I know that Edmund is on top of also the new GPL, some of the new GPLD applications, and has a lot of knowledge in with regards to the registrar agreement. What I'm just wondering, is there any timing issue that the working group should keep in mind? And I'm just thinking loud. As we all know, that the new GPLD is going to be launched. Anything that would require a certain kind of urgency to review existing agreements so that the registry or registrars are able to manage what will come out of the final GDP working group.
This is Edmund speaking. Chris, if I can, I guess, respond.
Absolutely. Thank you, Edmund. This is Chris speaking.
So that's a very interesting question. When we first had the discussion at the IRD, the previous joint working group with ESSAC, that same question was kind of asked as well, and we said anything that came out of this would be, way after the new GTLD launches. We've experienced some delays, and in short of major delays, I think most of the registries would be at least a good number of them would be hopefully be in operation before this wraps up and have a final report that could then be implemented to affect those contracts. So that's sort of what I'm thinking. However fast we rush this is not, well, hopefully not going to be fast enough to make it in this immediate first round without some adjustments later on. But I think there are enough there is enough interest and enough placeholders actually in the contracts to allow if the outcome of this this and other working groups on this topic gets to the point where it could be implemented, it could then be implemented over a period of time to the existing new GTLDs as well. That specific language, I need to check whether the final version did eventually add back what I suggested to the ICANN team at that time, but it was brought up, and I think I'm pretty sure it has been added to say that to say specifically that the WHO is or directory services stuff, especially on internationalized data, is being reviewed, and as it progresses, the registry should abide by those standards or policies. So the short answer to the question is I don't think rushing this or creating an urgency is of high value at this point. but you know, that doesn't mean we should take years to get come to conclusion on this. But there is already, I believe, a placeholder that acknowledges this work being done.
Okay.
I don't know whether staff has any further information on that as well.
This is Julie Hedlund. Edmund, that sounds right to me. I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but because there is a tremendous amount of work occurring right now relating to directory services, I think it is correct that there is language in there that is a placeholder anticipating changes that will result from all of the various efforts.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Chris Dillon speaking. I completely agree with all that's been said, basically, that, effectively this is something that that applies right across whether it's existing TLDs or new ones, so there isn't necessarily a link to either of those. It just applies right across the board. That means that effectively we can get it right, but that doesn't mean that we can take our time to get it right, but that doesn't mean that it will end up being years. Okay, and any other aspect? I don't know whether it would be helpful to have one final look at sections 2 and 3, or whether people have really done that and have nothing more to say about it.
And this is Julie Hedlund. I have unsynced the document in the Adobe Connect screen, so you can scroll through the document as you wish. And I've made it larger, or you can make it larger yourself. I don't know if that shows up for you, but there's a little plus sign if you want to make the document larger. It's at the bottom of the screen.
Thank you, Julie. Certainly, I've been through it, and I really have nothing of any large substance to add to this. So we really are. Rudy is typing now that he thinks this can be the final draft. I agree with that. If anybody would like to bring up anything, this is probably more or less the last chance to do so.
This is Julie Hedlund. I just should note, I did talk to Ching Chao, chatted with him during the council meeting last week, and he had said that he did want to review the charter. I do want to ask him again if he has any comments on it. But what I can also do is the next step here would be to accept the changes and to also staff, I will draft a motion that would go with the charter to the council, essentially with the council approving the charter. That would be the purpose of the motion. And I would send that draft motion and the final document with the changes accepted to this drafting team list, and perhaps give everyone to look at the two of those, ask if there are any changes to the motion, and then perhaps by early next week we can go ahead and send it on to the council, which is well in advance of the deadline for motions for their October meeting, so they should have plenty of time to look at it.
Thank you, Julie, for that very much indeed. just before I think Alma has something he wants to say, but just before I ask him to speak, I'll just say briefly, I think probably what we need to do is now set a deadline, you know, one of those days early next week. I think that might be helpful because it just makes it easier for people. You know, it has to be done by whenever that's going to be. Okay, Alma, would you like to say something?
Thanks, Chris. This is Amar. I'm using the audio on the Adobe Connect room. Can you all hear me?
Yes, it's good.
All right, great. Thanks. I had been going through the 2013 RA recently. I just wanted to confirm that I did somewhere see that issues of internationalized registration data and ongoing work on that would be taken into consideration. I think this point was brought up, was being discussed when I joined the call. I had one other comment, though. It's not a drastic change to the charter, but I was wondering, because this charter outlines that the PDP working group will have to consider two separate issues outlined in two different bullets, the first being whether it is desirable to translate contact information to a single common language and transliterate it as well to a single common script, and the other bullet being who's going to do this in the event that the working group does determine that, you know, the contact information should be translated and transliterated. The five options outlined, although they are not the working group is not restricted simply to these five options. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking that the fifth option, with the end user being required to do the translation and transliteration, wouldn't that be the case in the event that the working group found that no translation and transliteration will not be required? And so it would be up to the end user if he or she chooses to do this themselves. So is this something we would want to maybe change the language in the charter slightly, saying that, okay, these first four options are in the event that the working group decides that translation should take place as a policy, as opposed to the fifth option being in the event that the working group finds that no, it's not necessary to do translation and transliteration. So if the end user would prefer to do this himself or herself, then they can go ahead and do so. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Amar. Now, the key thing here is that the five options are only examples. So, you know, it could be that the working group actually produces another option, which, you know, is either closely related to one of the existing ones or not particularly. So the key thing really is that those five options are just examples. You know, that was really when I said earlier on that we had, you know, we had purposefully given them a certain amount of freedom about how to draft. So I feel that we probably don't need to tie down any of the options more, because you know, they are just examples, and the working group needs to feel free to either use one of the options or to do something else.
Thanks, Chris.
If I could add to that.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
I'll just go ahead, I guess. I think I agree with Chris, and there are situations I can immediately think of where we ask the registrar to let's say that they need to provide the information, but the registrar can then, you know, subsequently ask the registrant to actually provide it, right? So even if we create a policy whereby the registrar has the responsibility of doing it, they might provide an interface where the end registrant can actually provide it. So it doesn't preclude or is not quite a fallback, I think. So I guess I side with Chris in saying, you know, at this point we're just listing as examples, and I don't think we need to try to sort of lump it together or in any case further deliberate on further talk about that.
Okay, thank you for that, Edmund. The language we used is that the PDP working group will not be limited to considering the above alternatives, but will be encouraged to consider all possible alternatives. So, they are free to find a solution, and so we don't actually have to make sure that the solution will be one of these five. It may be, but it may be something else as well. But thank you for that. It's rather interesting. Okay, well, because it's our last opportunity, I will just ask again, is anything else anybody would like to raise about this charter? Okay. Just wait. There's something going on in the chat room at the moment. That's fine. So I should have asked for any other business at the beginning, really. Is there anything else anybody would like to raise? Yes, Rudy, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you, Chris. Rudy Johnson speaking. I'm just asking myself, has there been any reaction to this topic from the GAC? And when we just spoke about the five models, the one we didn't lift up is what about translation, transliteration done by law enforcement and so on. Do we see that under the name and users, or is there any other issue that we have just not covered?
Thank you, Rudy. This is Chris speaking. I am not aware of any comments that they've made, but that could theoretically just be because they've read it closely and realized that, actually they are, as we've been saying, they are only examples. So I suppose if we drafted it in a stricter way and we'd actually said you have to pick one of these five, then the GAC or some other organization could have looked at it and said, well, actually, we don't like any of them. That was one of the reasons why we drafted it in this way. As far as I know, there has been no reaction, or at least if there has, we haven't heard of it. Okay, we haven't any other business. We also have no other meeting because this is basically the end of the scheduled meetings now. But may I just ask Julie whether she would be happy to name a day next week for for any final comments, which I guess would be done on the mailing list before the final draft of this is finished and also the motion is drafted, whether you'd like to set a particular... Rudy is actually typing that officially we've got the 19th of September on the schedule. Well, it's nice and alliterative, isn't it? Does anybody really want to do it earlier than them, we? I guess we could just about do that. I'm tempted, unless anybody else has views on this matter, I'm very tempted to stick to that date because it's easy to remember. And we've said we'll do it. Rudy, would you like to say something about that?
Thank you, Chris. Rudy Vansnick speaking. Well, just as Julie has mentioned that there will be a motion drafted and so on, perhaps it's good that we could have the reactions for the 19th, so that we could finally, the 19th, that we close this this work and it's been done and accepted. Except if there is another process we have to follow, just asking Julie if we can eventually clarify if we have another process to cover.
This is Julie. I don't think I quite heard all of that, Rudy. It was kind of fuzzy, but I'm gathering that you're suggesting that we should have the date of the 19th for, you know, to ask as a deadline for anybody's comments or objections. There's no specific process that the drafting team has to follow, but I think we'd probably be while the drafting team is a working group as such, so the working group guidelines would apply, and I think that would mean that we would be seeking rough consensus, which would basically be sort of a majority accepting the you know, the charter, and if there were any objections, those would be noted. I don't think we're looking for a unanimous approval. So I think what I would be asking for in sending out my message today, with the document finalized, with the changes accepted and the draft motion, is one, for any comments on the motion, any changes or comments on the motion, any final changes or comments, or in particular, are there any objections to sending the motion and the document to the council for consideration? I hope that's helpful.
Thank you, Julie. That all sounds very good to me. The likelihood is that we can do that by the mailing list. Okay. Well, I think at the end, the only other thing to do is to thank everybody for their participation during all of the calls and all of the emails and all of the drafting, especially Julie, because she's done just so much of this drafting work, and it's much appreciated. And just be interesting to see how it goes with the working group, and certainly speaking personally, I wish them really all the best, and actually intending to be part of that process. Many thanks to everybody for getting this on the road and by the deadline as well, which is always a good good idea. Okay, I'm just checking there's nothing else in the Adobe Connect, which I think there isn't. Okay, many thanks to everybody, and obviously we'll be in contact by email next week. The key date now is the 19th, and obviously I hope to be seeing many of you in the working group. Goodbye, then.
Rudy Vancic speaking here. Would like to thank Chris for his marvelous work in chairing it. I was really sitting in a marvelous seat aside Chris, because you have been doing this very well. Thank you again.
That's very kind of you, Rudy.
And see you all on the 19th and after the 19th too.
Thank you very much, everyone. Certainly appreciate your help, and if indeed we need a call on the 19th, we can have one, but otherwise I assume we probably will not. This is Julie speaking.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, this is Chris speaking. If if the email list gets very busy, or there's something that we haven't spotted and is tricky, then it's conceivable we may need another one. But I my feeling is we probably don't need it. But it wouldn't be impossible.
This is Julie speaking. What we'll do is we won't cancel it. until we get closer to the time next week. We'll try to get cancellation out, not too close beforehand, so as not to make people's schedules difficult.
Thank you very much indeed. That sounds like a really good way to play it. Okay, well, let us look forward to the discussions on the list next week in that case.
Okay. Bye-bye to everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.